New Delhi, this could be an early warning yet again. According to the Union Health Ministry, India on March 22 recorded 1,134 new COVID cases, a significant surge from the previous day's 699 infections. The number of active cases has also surpassed the 7,000 mark. Official sources said the active case load stands at 7,026, which is 0.01% of total cases. In the same time span, the country has also reported 5 COVID deaths, one each from Chhattisgarh, Delhi, Gujarat and Maharashtra and one reconciled by Kerala. The total COVID deaths in the country so far stand at 530,813. As per the Health Ministry data, the recovery of 662 patients in one day took the cumulative tally to 44,160,279. Consequently, the recovery rate stands at 98.79%. Meanwhile, the daily positivity rate has been reported to be 1.09%, while the weekly positivity rate in the country currently also stands at 0.98%. Also, in the same period, a total of 103,831 tests were conducted, increasing the overall tally to over 92.05 crore. India has administered a total 220.65 crore vaccines against COVID that, including 7,673 doses in the last 24 hours, the ministry said. The COVID-19 National Task Force has issued a fresh guidelines for the management of adult COVID-19 patients, issuing a stern warning regarding antibiotics. 6 states, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Gujarat, Kerala, Telangana and Maharashtra, have already been advised to take adequate steps in controlling the sudden rise in such cases and emphasized on working five-fold strategy, which includes an increase in testing, tracking, treating and process of vaccination. Some steps suggested are adequate and proactive testing as per guidelines, monitoring of new and emerging clusters of new COVID-19 cases, monitoring of influenza-like illness and severe acute respiratory infections, SARI, cases in all health facilities or through dedicated fever clinics on a regular basis. It has been suggested that genomic sequencing for prescribed samples of international passengers, collection of samples from identified health facilities and local clusters of cases, proactive promotion to increase administration of precaution dose for all eligible beneficiaries are to be ensured. Moreover, the government has said that COVID-appropriate behavior, particularly in enclosed spaces and in crowded spaces, is to be observed. The ministry has remarked that it is essential that the states must maintain a strict watch and take preemptive action if required in any areas of concern to control.